It is the world famous K-Rock. I'm Megan Holiday, broadcasting live day one of the Beach Life Music Festival. I'm here with Nick and Peanut of 311. Hello, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us.
I'm so excited. I was telling you earlier, I was geeking out a little bit because this is my first time in my career getting to talk to you guys. And I mean, obviously, I've grown up, you know, listening to music, so this is a big day for me.
Thank you. It's big for us as well.
Absolutely. And you were just talking about how just getting down here today, piled your whole family in the car, and you made it.
It made it. And, you know, beach shows are so, like, weather dependent, and this could not be any more perfect. Like, perfect temperature, not all windy. This is, like, this is life.
This is one of my most favorite festivals. I came last year, and it's just so relaxing. There's something about just being by the water, and the sun's shining down, and it's very family-friendly. A lot of kids running around, and it's a nice vibe. A little different from other festivals, which I appreciate.
Yes, I brought a car full of kids, and they're climbing around on the rocks right there.
Oh, my God, that's so awesome. So what have you guys been up to? How many shows, really, have you been playing recently? I know you did your shows in Vegas for 311 Day.
Yes.
We did a earlier summer run that was 20 shows, I think, over the course of a month.
Awesome.
Kind of crammed it all in.
How did it feel to kind of get back to doing things again?
I mean, I was just so grateful to get back to it. I mean, we made do during the pandemic with live streaming and setting up our studio as a streaming. And then we played each one of our first six albums, you know, in its entirety. So we stayed connected with our fans that way. But it's never the same as all us being together and that live in-person communal energy. So very, very happy to get back to it. And now we're I've got about a month long spring run starting right now. We'll go kind of some cool secondary markets that we don't get to play too much. Casper, Wyoming, Montana.
Idaho hates it when you call them secondary markets. But it's just the truth, Idaho.
We
I'm
love
sorry.
You, Idaho.
Yes. As long as you don't say tertiary, right. In third row.
Idaho's becoming California anyway. There's so many expats going there.
And we're going to Superior, Wisconsin. Like, I'm from Wisconsin. I have never even, like, familiar
with
Superior.
We're going sight unseen. There's more water.
It sounds nice.
Even
I mean,
you're
Superior,
here.
It's yes. Got right.
Yeah,
to be pretty great. You know what I mean? Well, I think one of the things that I love the most about your band is how much you care about the fans. You really have this amazing, you know, ability to just stay connected, make sure they feel included. And it just almost seems like everything is for them. So, you know, how do you feel like you continue to just do that today? Is it, you know, through like the new app that you guys are doing and NFTs and more specialty things?
Yeah, I would say yes, we do care about the fans very deeply. Peanut's kind of our ambassador that he'll stay
That's
a little
right.
bit more, you know, connected, just talking from day to day with them. And we're just so blessed to be able to do this for 32 years. And it's because our fans are very loyal. Like, it doesn't matter if radio is like currently embracing what we're doing or not. It's like we've got like a solid relationship. So we just keep showing our gratitude for that because it's very special.
Yeah, it's personal.
Yeah.
I think that's what it's turned into. You know, it's not just like a casual like in a lot of fans. The lesion that keeps us alive takes it real personally. Everything we do and how we keep going, and they maintain us in that way. They propel us to, you know, way more years than we could have ever hoped for. So it's an awesome ride.
Absolutely. Do you feel like as time goes on, it's more important for you to just get out and play versus, you know, maybe getting in the studio and making a new album?
Yeah, I think somewhere around the early 2000s, we decided that we're more of a live band, mm-hmm. and that touring will come first and we'll work albums around that. Kind of just more following like the Grateful Dead sort of business model of just make it about the show, because the show is like something, you know, that communal energy of all everybody grooving together, that's something that's been on the earth for like between 50,000 and 100,000 years. It's like more important than recorded music is just to play and dance and experience stuff together. So I think we're a live band first.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. I just feel like there's that when you're out in a crowd and you're all vibing at the same time, and we're made mostly of water, so it's like almost like we're, you know, we're on the same frequencies, we're on the same vibrations, and, you know, it's just
we
something
can
magical.
Be. Yeah. And this is a good, this is a great way to all, you know, all tune in together.
Yeah, totally. So 32 years, is there anything, I guess if you were talking to a new band that was on the come up, maybe just starting to get their first success, would you have any advice for them?
Let's see. Well, I mean, just to musicians in general, I say perform out as much as possible. There's no substitute for the 10,000 hours. So just take tons of gigs. Like, what the way we kind of broke ourselves was to put our stuff in storage and just live on the road during the around our second album. Like, we didn't even have a home. So you really have to be committed to live shows and traveling, and you know, stay grateful and make sure you listen to each other. Stay flexible. Look for compromise. You know,
yeah, it's not easy to stay a band for that long, you know?
Yeah, it can go to your head, you know? What did Morrissey say? Fame, fame, fatal fame. It does hideous things on the brain, hideous tricks on the brain. It's like, yeah, you gotta, it can change you if it, success and stuff. So you gotta work to keep grounded, you know?
Do you have anything to add to that?
Nope. Nope, that was perfect. That was awesome.
It really was. Yeah. I mean, I think that that's one of the things that I've always noticed about you guys is just how humble you are, how grateful you are. And, you know, after all this time, it just seems like you still have so much fun whenever you hit the stage and play.
Thank you. We love it. You know, we just, it's a dream come true. And, you know, we know we stumbled onto something really special. And you just got to take care of it like a flower. Don't stomp on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think you do that, and I'm very excited for, you know, just more shows to come, and just getting to chat with you guys today was really awesome.
Thank
so
you.
Yeah,
for us as well.
Thank you so much, Nick and Peanut 311.